Who done it? Are we too quick to automatically give Satan credit when bad things happen? After all, his mission is to steal, kill, and destroy, so it makes sense that he would be the driving force behind everything that appears to be evil in our eyes. But if we look deeper, we can see that as far back as Exodus, at least, sometimes God will use evil people for his own purposes. I will make Pharaoh so hard-hearted that he will pursue them. Why? If it was God's goal to set them free, why would he cause Pharaoh to put up such a fight? Thus, I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army. Exodus 14:4. It appears that Pharaoh was ready to let the Israelites leave, even anxious to be rid of them. But God continues to allow his heart to be hardened so that he changes his mind. His plan was not only to redeem and rescue the Israelites. He was also sending a powerful message to Egypt. He wanted to show there was no end, no limit to his power. He could have supernaturally transported the entire community and placed them where he wanted them, but his plan was bigger than simply freeing his people. He also wanted all of Egypt to realize at last that I am Adonai, the Lord. Romans 13:1 tells us that no one comes to power or authority that God does not place there. Oftentimes, people with evil intent are placed as leaders to bring about situations that will reveal God's glory and power. It's quick and easy to give Satan the credit for all evil, and I'm sure he loves the unearned attention. The important thing is not who to blame for the situation, but to remember that God uses everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called in accordance with his purpose. Romans 8:28. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus, you are called. If you're still wondering where he is, know that you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and being. Deuteronomy 4:29.